what's interesting in Brazil, if you look at the IT industry, there's big multinational players. At the conference here, I can see Accenture, HP, IBM, you know, these guys. And yet there's also indigenous, local companies. So what is Brascom focused on? Is it helping the local companies to develop, or is it just the industry in general?
Yeah, in terms of international market, we have basically three agendas. One, it's promotion of exports. So it doesn't matter the nationality of the company, if it's a big multinational, if it's a small local or a regional, or if it's from Turkey, Australia. Mm. Yeah, I'm just promoting Brazil as a country, as an export hub. The second agenda, it's investments attraction. So it's funds and investors that are looking for opportunities to invest in Brazil. Mm. And the third agenda is the internationalization of the Brazilian companies. This is one very hot topic now. Mm. I think you're going to be writing a lot about this in about Brazil in the next 2 years. The vendor landscape in Brazil will change completely in the next two years. There will be a lot of acquisitions, a lot of mergers, a lot of funds coming to Brazil to invest. So I believe you're right. The indigenous have an important role in the local market for the next. And I think it's going to happen in different perspectives. Mm. There will be the consolidators. There will be the big Brazilian companies, as they are today already. Mm. But they're going to get much bigger, like the same thing that happened in India.
Yeah.
We're going to have our Tatas, our Infosys, and et cetera. We're going to have some acquisition, some international companies buying Brazilian companies. And definitely we're going to have international investors investing in local companies. So it's going to be a mix of it.
Okay. And in terms of IT services, how does Brazil really sell itself? What's the USP?
Yeah, I think that Brazil, as I told you, the story of the development of the sector was based on the local economy. Mm. So it's a much more similar approach to the UK, to the US, to Europe, than an offshore-centric company. Mm. So basically you can find in Brazil a full range of services. What we are seeing that Brazil is exporting more, it's in the applications management side, which includes from the consulting project development and the maintenance and support, infrastructure management, a lot of niche solutions. So Brazil is really becoming a hub for niche solutions. So you were talking about banking automation, retail automation, security, insurance solutions, so this kind of specific solutions. But I don't see Brazil, being very honest, like competing strongly in the low end of the outsourcing, like very process oriented and low value kind of solutions. Because you need scale, first of all. So there is part of the business that we are exporting that is included there, but I don't think it's going to be only this kind of service that will happen.